Agenda item number 13, we move into the fisheries portion of the agenda here. It's a public hearing. Mr. Button, we got an oyster culling tolerance issue here that we need to resolve.
I think so, yeah. So this is a request to establish the emergency amendments as a permanent part of regulation to Chapter 4 VAC 20-260-10 pertaining to designation of seed areas and clean cull areas that establish the basket as the only measure for oyster culling tolerances. So I'll walk you through a quick background of how we are hearing a similar agenda item to get again today as previously. So in September, we had sort of amended this regulation addressing the culling procedures for oysters. And then at the October meeting, we further amended this regulation addressing the culling tolerances and standards. And this is to adopt those emergency amendments as permanent regarding that. And a little tweak to one other section in there to sort of clarify this regulation that baskets is the culling. Culling standards are used baskets for the culling tolerances, and the culling procedures use a basket too. So this is to get where we're going there. This was the culling tolerances that are and standards that are being adopted, and the main object of this amendment is to remove the term bushel wherever it is in regards to culling tolerances. So there's clarification that it's one measure. There's not multiple options to use when establishing a violation. This was a request from the Marine Police that basically standardized the measure that they're using. So in this section here, we removed the word bushel, and just basket is used there. This is the culling inspection procedures. You can see there was one bushel left here, and now it's just basket throughout. The same in these inspection procedures. The only place where bushels remains in this regulation is on the seaside of the Eastern Shore in regards to the transaction between buyer and seller, because this doesn't pertain to culling standards or culling procedures. So this is the only place now, as this regulation is currently written, where the term bushel is still used, is in Section H there. Number of bushels in the oyster transaction.
And that's per the Code of Virginia.
That's right, right. So this doesn't change how oysters can be bought or sold. This is just for the culling procedures and the culling standards to establish that four-quart or six-quart in the seed area violation.
So let me ask a question here. We didn't hear any public comment about this at the September meeting when we adopted this as an emergency measure. Have you heard any objections or industry input since?
I've answered a couple just questions from the industry, and it's basically they're not really concerned about this. Sort of the industry standard is the classic basket anyway, and this sort of simplifies it for law enforcement and doesn't really affect the industry in any way in terms of the measure there. So there has been not expressed any concern on these changes from harvesters or any members of the industry, both buyers or harvesters.
Further questions from the commission? I don't see any. Thank you, Mr. Button. Don't go away. I got another question. It's a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter in any way? Don't see any. Public hearing is now closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Is there a discussion? Is there an action?
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion to accept the staff recommendation and adopt this. This regulation amended by Mr. France, second by Mr. Meyer. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Before you run off, Mr. Button, oyster season opened in October, and we're now mid-December here. Have you gotten any word of compliance rates out there?
Generally speaking, I've heard from both buyers, sellers, harvesters, and some marine police that overall compliance has been good, and sort of the intent of the harvest plan in terms of dividing the oyster harvesters over multiple areas has been sort of going as the commission and the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee had intended, with having multiple areas open up sort of staggered and simultaneously. So compliance has been good as well.
Yep. Have you heard any complaints?
No, I haven't heard many complaints either in terms of really from any of the harvesters or buyers. And I've heard that sort of it's been consistent in terms of the supply side of things, as well as people getting a limit in multiple areas and addressing the crowding issues that were of a concern in previous seasons.
No complaints?
Nope.
Somebody summoned the news media. Thank you, sir, very much.